This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Eric Clapton bringing us in, almost killed by the Pfizer poison. Now he's getting censored online when he says we shouldn't be forced to take shots. Yep, all the tyranny goes hand in glove. But we're going to fight back. We let the tyranny grow and grow. Now we start turning the corner. All right, there's a lot of big breaking news right now, and I got more in the next segment. Biden urges climate action. We don't have much more than 10 years. Remember what AOC said 2 years ago? We have 12 years. 2030, they're going to claim, oh, you're all dying because of global warming. It made superbugs that really came out of Wuhan. New York Times, President Biden warned today that the United States had only a decade left to confront a global climate crisis using his second day curing a wildfire-ravaged area. Here's another one. Biden to call on world leaders to commit to vaccinating 70% of the world. And once you do that, they go, oh, actually, it's 100%. Actually, it's boosters. Actually, it's 5 shots. It's 10 shots. Actually, it doesn't work. Your immune system's gone. Devastating information. And now this, and listen, imitation is the most sincere form of flattery, but I do want to go on as a guest there because I'm told it's a popular show, but that's not really the big news. I'll talk about it in a minute. Jim Hoff's got a syndicated show now. Breaking exclusive, Roger Stone served by deep state while speaking on air with the gateway pundits, Joe Hoft, the brother of Jim Hoft. So they both, I guess, co-hosted. I love getting him on my show. Roger Stone was a guest this morning at Tomorrow's News Today with Joe Hoft and his other host, a St. Louis conservative talk show station, Real Talk 93.3. Stone was excellent, as usual, and sharp as he can be. He discussed the many cases of abuse and injustices that he suffered as a result of the evil, corrupt agencies in Washington, D.C. during the Trump years. Stone shared about how he turned to Jesus, and it goes on from there, that he then got served during the show. The discussion was short, but here is what happened. Stone, hold on a second. I have a process server at my door about to serve me. At least it wasn't 50 SWAT team people. On my latest lawsuit, I'm going to take this live on your radio show. And then they brought it to him, and they gave it to him for the Capitol, saying he was behind the Capitol. And launched that whole attack. But I love it. Tomorrow's News Today, the InfoWars tagline. I think it came to me 5, 6, 7 years ago. I'm just like, you know, we're really Tomorrow's News Today because we know what's going to break later. We know what's going to happen later. We know the whole globalist operation. So you really are getting Tomorrow's News Today. You're getting that vision, that research, that connection. And then I get really upset, man. I know all this stuff. I know in the rat studies, they made these same vaccines under other names for a decade and killed them, and it caused blood clots, and we knew, and heart attacks and sterilization and cancer. And I'm just sitting here totally blown away every millisecond. This is all I think about now. This is all I dream about. You know, I used to have dreams about interesting things, boring things, wild things. Now I just dream about this. I'm at the office all day in my brain, when I'm awake, when I'm asleep, because it's just so incredible that we're just sitting here on air while they censor everybody and sue the Gateway Pundit and sue One American News and Newsmax and sue us. And they say the goal is to bankrupt us. Their goal is to close our doors. And you know, that's what they say. They don't want judgments to try to get money from you. They don't want that. They want to shut you down with rigged courts, rigged situations. And you just don't know how rigged this country is, folks. It is gone. And we have to admit to ourselves it's gone. And we have to just come to grips with the fact that our government's run by pedophiles and scum and just every form of sycophantic trash you can imagine. And just realize that if you are supporting, and none of us are perfect, and it's hard to not do it sometimes, but you should go out of your way. I'll never forget, I was covering Bilderberg 11 years ago in north of London, and the cops came to see me with MI6 and MI5 to talk about what we were really planning. We had thousands showing up to rally. I met with them, and you know, they didn't even drink a Coca-Cola while I had dinner with them. the first night I got there, and they said, you know, why are you staying at a big chain hotel? You say you're Mr. Anti-Establishment. I would never spend my money here. You should be staying at a local inn or something. And I said, you know what? You're right. In the future, I'll try to do that if it's able. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. All right. We'll be right back on the other side.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports put out by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and when that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to, okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, I got approached, oh my gosh, probably a year ago now, this is really just getting cranked up, by a very well-known, successful, award-winning filmmaker who wanted to make a film with InfoWars about COVID-19 and where it was going. And part one was what they did, and they just finished it like a week ago up until what's happened now. That's part one. But they're making four other parts that will be done by early next year. Part two will be out in just a few months. And it's a very high quality, very well done film that's designed to wake up sheeple and folks that don't know what's going on. But it's still very, very riveting. It's very important information, but it's done in like a PBS or 60 Minutes style. And it interviews a lot of amazing people. So they interviewed me, and we were involved, and they just said, we want to make this an InfoWars film. They've already made a bunch of big movies. And so I got involved and absolutely have lent our name to it, and they wanted to launch it with us. And they also just want to get their money back from the film so they can make more. And that's why after it comes out on DVD, it's going to be made available for free at Bandai Video. So by buying a DVD, you get a hard copy that you have that you're going to be able to share with others and make copies of. It has a zero country code, meaning it works anywhere in the world. And they want you to make copies. It's $19.95. And then you get a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I'm just throwing that in because I want you to get it. And so they are giving us part of the money that comes in, and the rest goes to the filmmaker. The backer is just giving this money over to get it out. Understand that this is a desperate attempt to save humanity. And if this film goes viral, we'll put all five part series up on Bandai Video, but they could take that down any day. They're attacking it. They're trying to hack it. They're suing us. And again, they've told us, we want to shut you down. We want to silence you. That's our goal. Soon I'm going to talk about this. No one's ever seen anything like this. The level of stuff is just unprecedented, but you need to have the DVD. Just like you need to have Endgame that predicted it all and shows their admissions, and now here we are. The two go together like a horse and carriage. Part one is a whole film, lengthy, powerful, jam-packed. It's got everybody in it. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, myself. The list goes on and on. It's so professionally done. I'm so blessed to work with these people. So everybody listening, you need to go get one copy for $19.95, get an additional free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And then for $9.95 more, you can also get an extra copy of it. So for $29.95, you get two copies of COVID Land Part 1, the film, the miniseries, and then you get the free copy of Endgame as well. So that you have a copy for yourself and a copy to give to the library or your church. But we want you to make copies. We want you to make copies, but we need to get the money back that it costs to make this so the filmmaker that donated his time and the crew get paid. They've not been paid. And again, they don't give a damn about money. They are totally committed. These folks have made some really big films that have been very, very successful. They're just donating to get this out. because things are so serious. And so I really am counting on you to make sure their sacrifice goes all the way. I want you to order it. It ships in 3 weeks. It's been made right here in the USA. We've got the copies. There are only 18-wheeler coming here right now. But we've got the proof of it and all the rest of it. It's amazing. And it's going to start shipping in 3 weeks. Get your pre-orders in at COVIDland.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We'll put it on the front page of InfoWarsStore.com. COVIDland.com. Pre-order it today. And then hopefully they make their money back in the next 3 weeks, because then we're going to put it for free out on the Internet for everybody. And I hope you'll at least share it. Because, man, the new lockdowns are coming. And the only way to stop this is you taking action. So I salute you and I thank you. And these filmmakers and the producer has really, really done a great job for InfoWars and have been huge supporters. And so they're a godsend. And I'm just, you know, hoping that God continues to send blessings like this. So thank you so much to the makers of this. But it's the first InfoWars official documentary production in 9 years. We teamed up with Paul Wittenberg from Framing the World Productions to produce a 5-part documentary series, COVIDland. I voice it as well. Episode 1 is called The Lockdown, The Chronicles, The Early Days of COVID-19 Pandemic, and shows how big tech, MSM, and governments deceive the world into accepting lockdowns, use fraudulent cases, inflated death numbers, and fake news to take over. You can pre-order COVIDland, The Lockdown, on high-quality DVD at InfoWarsStore.com or COVIDland.com for just $19.95, and each order comes with a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Now the criminal elites are gearing up for Lockdown 2, and the only way to stop them is by getting a physical copy of the DVD and making copies and getting it out. Show it. I mean, it's free to air. Show it on a local TV station. Pay them to play it. Put it on Access. Just fight back, folks. Rent out theaters and show it. It has a zero country code, so it will play anywhere, and you can make your own copies for educational purposes and share with your local election officials, friends, and neighbors, and thought leaders. This is an info war becoming a physical war. We've got to win in the info war before the globalists trigger the physical war. We must stop lockdown too. Get the DVD and get it out to everyone you know, because the filmmaking team really wants you to get the DVD and share it. If you order a second copy of COVIDland for only $9.95, you get an extra copy of a second copy of Endgame. And that's an interesting typo that they just lost in translation when we were coming up with the deal. That's fine. Cost me an extra dollar. I'll do it. I don't care. Yes, you get two copies of Endgame when you get an extra copy of COVIDland. Sure. All I care about is getting it out. So get two of the film and get two copies of Endgame free. And get the other copy of the film for $9.95. For $29.95, you get four DVDs. $19.95, one copy of COVIDland DVD, free Endgame DVD. $29.95, two copies of COVIDland, two free Endgame DVDs. Go to COVIDland.com and help stop lockdown 2. I mean, this is it, folks. This is the big fight. And please support our local AM and FM stations. Please support them and spread the word. The globalists are trying to shut down the real economy. They're trying to bankrupt the Christian economy, the American economy. We are at war with the Great Reset. We've been declared non-essential. And I told you, I'm not laying down. I've been busy doing 4 or 5 hours of radio a day, running these operations. I haven't made a film in 9 years. I got heavily involved in this and spent a lot of time on it. And we're now almost done with part two. And it's going to go into production in a few weeks. So it'll come out like one comes out, and then about a month, another comes out. And then about a month and a half later, another comes out. But then we've got to get those done. They've got the basic film stuff almost done, but they're adding new information as it goes up to the line so people get this data and this intel. And people can watch CNN all day. Once they see the truth, once it unlocks their minds. So Loose Change, Endgame, my other films that I produced and made and directed exploded. Okay? So that's up to you, ladies and gentlemen, to get out to everyone you know and to share. Because it's going to affect the world. You know, people didn't want to touch DVDs 6, 7 years ago. The newest thing was Netflix and all the computers. Now everybody has a nostalgia. DVDs are coming back. The stuff disappears. Stuff gets re-edited. Stuff gets destroyed. So get the film. Burn copies. Put it on your hard drive. Share it everywhere. Take clips out of it. Re-edit it. Do whatever you want. I'll stand on my head and light my hair on fire if you'll just fight the globalists. It's only going to get worse. This is life and death. Now people get why I'm so upset. You know how many people I know in Austin whose children, girls and boys, have died after taking these damn shots? I know 5 people whose children have died of heart attacks. Healthy children. Now they're coming from the under-12s. Are we going to just roll over to this? Or are we going to fight back? Get COVIDland Part 1, The Lockdown, for $19.95 with a free copy of Endgame now. Get it. And down the road, hopefully they'll do some deals where you get like 10 copies for $20 or something. But Right now, they would need to make their money back because he needs to pay for all the flights and all the hotels and all the people for the filmmaker and the crew. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Do not wait. Take action. God bless you all. All right, Jay Dyer is amazing. He knows even more than I do about the latest globalist reset in their books. He's read hundreds of them. I've gotten to where I don't even read the new ones, even though I learn stuff when I do, because it just pisses me off so bad. But actually, I do read constantly. But he reads even more than I do. And he'll tell you how they're point-blank coming for you and your family, and the attack is now. And then, coming up in 45 minutes, Owen Schroyer and The War Room, kicking butt. Great guests, great calls. Owen is just doing a great job. Infowars.com/show, band.video. I don't keep coming to you and saying, we got to fight. We got to fight because it's a war. Not like on a football game where you cheer your team and maybe it helps them. You are under attack. You are on the field. You are in a death battle against the New World Order. Even those of you that pose like you're part of the system and laugh this off because you're delusional, you're being targeted as well. You will pay. You will be killed. The globalists will implant you with cancer and you will die just like your father. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's a really lame thing to spend years building your own alternative media platform, profile, work, content. Had it happen to me, and you get deplatformed, right? You build an audience, and really a lot of these tech companies, they relied on the creativity and the power of the people, their audience. They bring everybody on as a bridge, and then once they've built the platform, everybody's there, then they screw over the people and demonetize them, deplatform them, and so forth. It's happened to me. I've lost my website in the past. I've lost monetization on YouTube. And we've also had people on as guests who are in the sphere of entertainment comedy. We've had Sam Tripoli. We've had Sam Hyde. And now we've got one of the guys from the skating world. If you don't know, the skateboarding world has blowed up. It's gotten crazy, right? It's a popular thing. Used to be a nerdy thing. And so we're going to talk to a blacklisted and censored skater. His name is Wecking Ball. And he's also a funny guy. He's not just a skater. He has many talents. He's a Renaissance man. And he is a content creator on Patreon, and I want to talk to him. Is he there? Are you there, Weck?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Mr. Jay Dyer.
What's up, man? Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself first before we get into what happened to you and the bad experiences that you've had. How did you get into the world of skating, and then what did you do to build your own audience and your own kind of career? And then tell us more about like what a pro skater is versus somebody who's not, how that ties into the corporate scam of the skateboarding world and where all that's going.
Surely. First, Jay, I just want to thank you for having me on the American far right conspiracy theory and fake news website owned by Alex Jones. It's a pleasure to be here. So how I got into skateboarding. Is that what you were firstly asking, sir?
Yes. A little bit about you.
Okay,
first.
Yes. So I got into skateboarding at a very young age. I like doing athletic things, and I did a lot of team sports growing up, but they just weren't for me. I didn't really like the idea of possibly losing because somebody else on the team did not perform well. I liked skateboarding because it was something that I could do just by myself with very little equipment. It was also something that it was a very creative way to be athletic. You learn and you can even create your own tricks. So for me, growing up as a young kid, that was how I got into it. And I also liked the aspect of it that it was kind of like in an underground kind of status back then.
Yes, like we're talking about this, like, right? It was a counterculture, yes. Subculture, right? Yeah.
This is in like the late 90s. So back then, if you told somebody you skateboard, they probably would just think you rode the skateboard down the street to the store or something like that. But
you're like a dude on a skateboard.
They didn't really understand it. Right, that's what I do now. I used to skate to the street.
Now you're a pro segue. Yeah.
Exactly, because I'm just trying to fight like carbon and everything. So I really put my Hemi truck on pause for now, and I ride my electric Segway to the store so I can get my soy milk.
You're a good global citizen, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so tell us about this. So then you're into skating. You start to build an audience. And you kind of got right to where you're basically at the skill level of pro. But as you explained to me, pro skateboarding now is kind of like tied into corporate deals, right? And then this is where we get right into the bad news, because now they're socially engineering every niche, every subculture.
That's right. So I actually built my fan base around my comedy and, for lack of better words, maybe trolling on social media. But the phrase pro skater to, you know, everybody that is a pro skater by definition or the industry would be that you are recognized and, by a corporate brand. And they are acknowledging that you're worthy to be paid and be on their team. But, you know, so that kind of eliminates any room for someone doing professional skating independently, which is what I do. And, you know, it's very tough. A lot of people don't really agree that I'm, you know, quote unquote, a professional skateboarder, but I do sell skateboards. So I'm getting paid to skateboard, which is the definition of being a professional.
Well, does that play more into maybe the fact that you've trolled a lot of people, that you've done a lot of, you know, I guess you could say a counterculture type of content, right? I mean, you've had some problems with censorship, right?
Absolutely. And I think that maybe part of the reason that these guys don't really, you know, want me to be acknowledged as being someone that can have an audience in skateboarding is because I didn't take the path that they did and,
right,
you know, climb up the ladder of these corporate brands and, you know, pay their dues. I just did it on my own. So they really don't want to acknowledge, you know, what I have, that I deserve it.
But, I mean, you weren't, like, supremely political, right? I mean, you weren't doing, like, a lot of political, you know, skateboarding content. It was just the humor, right? They went after the satire and the comedy, right?
Right, yeah. I still am not political. I mean, sometimes I'll take, you know, stabs at, you know, the NSA or something like that. But nobody really knows what my political thoughts are. I don't really get into that. It's kind of just my comedy is, as far as the skateboarding related things go, I just like poke fun at things that are just goofy and they're like forced, like cringe. You know, I'm sure you know about that.
Like I'm an cringe expert stuff at cringe. That people absolutely do. I'm really skilled with cringe. So yes.
Mm. Me too. I embrace the cringe. Sometimes I make fun of myself, which is, you know, I don't see how they could get mad when I'm the butt of the joke sometimes.
Right. So what happened in terms of the censorship? Can you give some examples? Like, I know you collabed with Sam Hyde. Was it as a result of that, or were you starting to get heat prior to that?
No, I always, as soon as my fan base was being built, I already was done with, because what happened was there was guys that are in the skateboarding industry that just know everyone, and they made some phone calls, and they said, you know, don't put this guy on your team.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, so that kind of forced me into doing it myself anyway, you know, and looking back at that now, I'm glad it went that way, because the way that things have spun now in the skateboarding industry, and, you know, it, like you said, it was a counterculture. Now that's been replaced with cancel culture. And, you know, the entire skateboarding industry now and the community is just, they're just repeating libturd stuff. And it's just totally, just some SJW thing now that they're on with. So I'm glad that I'm not affiliated with any of those corporate brands like Nike or Supreme or anything, and they're not paying me, because when they're giving you a check, they can tell you what to do, and they can, you know, pretty much make your own ideas for you. You've got to agree with them or they'll just cut you.
Right, exactly. All right, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and we're talking to skateboarder Wacking Ball, so stay right there.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment
that founded the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, that the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset in global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. We were just talking about the way subcultures and counterculture groups and niches are actually exploited and are steered or created. In fact, if you follow my work, you know that I've covered the 1960s counterculture movements that were basically created and or steered by the CIA into becoming a social engineering tool of the big corporate elite. We see that especially nowadays through pop culture, when we look at the music videos, we look at what's promoted on purpose as a weapon. It's all weaponized. And I can tell you that in other sub-niches and genres of the arts, or even now, as you can see, sports, right? We all see the NFL being, you know, turned into this tool for We saw it with Obamacare, right? They were promoting Obamacare at the Super Bowl years ago, and then it turned into the halftime show being this big, basically satanic ritual. And in the other sub niches and cultures that have exploded and gotten tremendously popular, like skateboarding, we've seen the same type of steering and subversion. I have another friend who is a prominent comic book artist, and he's basically been squeezed out because the world of comic books is so dogmatic with their, it's basically a holy office of inquisition that they have when it comes to how comic books can be drawn, how they can be written. You have all of these, you know, you can't do fat shaming or any of this kind of stuff. It controls the realm of comics. And it's no different in the other domains like skateboarding. And we have, you know, again, prominent skateboarder Wrecking Ball with us, who built his own audience, built his own fan base. And from the outset, because he wasn't signed on to the corporate establishment, the corporate deals, and he was trolling. And the humor isn't really excessively, you know, gross or offensive or anything like that. He just likes to troll. People likes to have fun. I think he's a really funny guy. And, you know, he got basically blacklisted. And so that's what they do, is that you get, if you don't go along, you get blacklisted. And it's really the same in every domain. I was in the domain of academia. I wanted to be a professor. You basically get blacklisted. If you study, you know, how geopolitics works, if you study the elite, you study, you know, Carol Quigley, this kind of stuff, you get pushed out. You're not welcome in the domain of academia. And so let's go back to Wrecking Ball. I want to ask you, you were getting into that, how that censorship worked, where you're kind of pushed out and, you know, you didn't get these deals and whatnot, yet you still, you know, were able to do what you were doing. Who began the tech censorship with you? Because I noticed like 3-4 years ago, there's, you know, interviews with you on YouTube with millions of views. You're on some of the top you know, podcasts, skateboarding podcasts, millions of views, and then what, you got deleted from YouTube, right?
I didn't get deleted from YouTube. I got demonetized. And their explanation for that was that I used, because I had my account on monetized settings, and they said that I was demonetized because I was using footage that I did not own, although it was just footage of me that I filmed. So I think they just made that up. Because they didn't want to say what I really did wrong. So the tech censorship that I've been, and I'm not a victim. I'm not trying to come across like I'm a victim. I'm a victor. I overcome this stuff. So, but that's on Instagram mostly. I mean, I'm shadow banned. I'm restricted. I have over 100,000 followers, and I used to do live videos. Like, 500 to 1,000 people would come on there. Now there's like 50 people, so they're not even letting people know that follow. Yeah. Like, people, you know, select to follow me. You would think that they're going to get notified of when you make a post, but they've got me heavily restricted on there. So, I mean, I think maybe the reason they do that is so that it's not so obvious and I start kicking off about, you know, how I'm being, you know, banned or whatever. But it's just a little game they're playing with me, I guess.
But you saw this, you know, when you and I talked a couple weeks ago, and you've got a podcast, by the way. I recommend people watch your podcast over on your Patreon if they want to support your work. We were talking about the way that these corporations kind of control, and then they start slipping in the messages, right? So it might begin with buying off the big skaters, but then the big skaters are expected to go along with these kind of agendas that might even be darker and even more occultic. And so you pointed out to me that you started noticing in the domain of skateboarding a lot of satanic imagery, a lot of all seeing eyes, a lot of Baphomet and occult type stuff. When did you start seeing that? What do you think was behind that?
Right. Yes, and that's actually, for anybody watching, that's how you and I met, was I did a parody of the Alex Jones show, but it was called Infoboards, and I did a breakdown of the satanic imagery in skateboarding, and we had you on as our expert to decode these symbols. So I first noticed that, and I'm sure even if people don't know skateboarding all that well, and to those who are watching who might be saying, why do I care about skateboarding? I don't skateboard. I don't know anyone that skateboards. The point is that they're trying to cover every single aspect of life and every community, every subculture, that there's no room left to get away from this agenda. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's something as niche as skateboarding, they're in there. So anyway, I firstly noticed, oh, that's the old one. That was the first one I did. There are two episodes of that. My Alex costume got a little bit better on the next one. But so the first time I noticed the satanic imagery was, of course, with Thrasher magazine, which people probably have seen that logo that don't skateboard. I'm sure they've seen celebrities wearing shirts of it or something like that. But it's literally a Baphomet with a pentagram on it, and all they did was just put skateboard wheels on the end of the pentagram. So that was the first time I noticed that. And then, you know, a lot of those brands, they've been running for years, like the All-Seeing Eye and everything like that. And so it's, like, very heavy in the skateboarding fashion, which also transcends skateboarding. A lot of people wear skateboarding clothes. So many people wear skateboarding shoes that don't skateboard it. Chances are, if somebody has tennis shoes today, they're skateboarding shoes.
Yeah, it's kind of like in the past decade, a lot of style and fashion that was popular in the punk genre kind of spilled over into the mainstream. So they kind of mainstream punk stuff. I mean, everybody having like purple social justice warrior haircuts is actually out of the punk world. I mean, so, and then you have a kind of a similar influence where things from the skateboarding world kind of spill over into the mainstream culture, like you're talking about. And it was right around the same time, though, that I remember like 5, 6, even 10 years ago, you would start to see mainline fashion beginning to really adopt that imagery. You would go into just normal department stores and you would see, you know, gigantic All-Seeing Eye t-shirts, and you would see, you know, pop stars wearing even the Jonas Brothers, for example, even wearing t-shirts of Crowley. So you can find the Jonas Brothers from Disney, right, like wearing Aleister Crowley, giant faces of Crowley, like staring out at you, right? And so that Disney and pop culture and, you know, the pop stars, they had a huge role in mainstreaming a lot of the satanic and the Baphomet imagery that you're talking about. And it was right around the same time probably that the skateboarding world did too. And again, I think the point here is that it's not accidental. It's more like a top down thing, right? It's like people who are running these corporations, whether it's in the domain of music industry or wherever it is. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. There's top-down, really wealthy people who I believe are actually into Satanism. They're actually into this stuff. They believe that they're enacting a new aeon, a new era. I just read a long interview from a Satanist who died right before he died 10 years ago, and he was saying actually a lot of the things that would occur as that we're seeing now, especially with COVID and all this stuff rolling out. He was saying this is actually a satanic plan. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that. Do you see that what we're going into in terms of the New World Order being a satanic plan that's covering all the bases, like you said?
I absolutely think there is a plan for that, and I totally agree with you on that. It's not an accident, you know. that was me just getting a good read. You got to do the face shield. This is the only way you can make sure you're safe in your house.
Should have doubled up, or at least. Right.
Well, I had spectacles on too, so I had double eye protection from any droplets, you know. But
you gotta watch out for those droplets. The droplets are floating.
No, we were joking about Jersey Shore wives, and I was realizing that Fauci actually.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jay's Analysis. If you want to support the work that I do, you can go to my website, jaysanalysis.com, and you get access to all of the archives, years of interviews and lectures covering 50-plus writings of the global elite themselves over the last 100 years. To my knowledge, no one else has done that. I have to toot my own horn a little bit here to support the work that I do. Also, be sure to go to the InfoWars store and support the work that Alex and the great crew are doing in terms of being the spearhead of the alternative media and fighting the New World Order. So we're getting into this global plan of the New World Order. You were talking about some of the videos that you've been making, trolling. You have Klaus's book there. When did you first hear about this idea of the plan for a global government, a global reset? Is that something you heard about a long time ago through the counterculture arena of skateboarding, or is that something that you kind of woke up to more recently?
You know, I first heard about all this stuff years ago. I was in probably junior high school, and I just got sucked into like one of those YouTube vortexes when you start watching YouTube videos and you get suggestions and you keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. And I came across some documentaries. I watched those. They blew my mind. And then I was thinking about it a lot. And then as I went about my life, you know, I got distracted and I kind of forgot about it over the next probably like 10 to 12 years. And I was just reminded again about this about like 2.5-3 years ago about this plan. So I've been, you know, more and it's easier to you know, research now as the internet's gotten, you know, bigger and everything, and there's more people that are putting out information about it. So yeah, I've known about it for a long time. You know, life happens. I kind of got distracted, and now we're back here. And I'm learning all about the Great Reset, and it's just, it's a great idea. I think we should all, you know, get rid of all of our vehicles and get electric Segways that we can ride.
Yes, every man should remove his penis. Every woman should have a penis. Oh, yeah, it's all great.
I've got an appointment scheduled with my endocrinologist next week, and then hopefully, you know, he'll make sure that I'm infertile, and you know, that'll be good for, you know, Bill Gates.
You'll be a beautiful woman, for sure.
If you, real quick, can I just shout out my buddy Dark Iron Gaines? He printed this out for me, and this is a news article that you guys might have missed. This is when he used my back muscles to block out the sun because, you know, global warming and everything. And then he celebrated with a nice warm recycled human urine. He was drinking that after. So that was very good.
Well, we appreciate you and Bill. We got to get those numbers down. I'm going to be working with Wrecking Ball, and we're going to get the numbers down. We're going to block out the sun.
Who else comes up with a crazy plot to block out the sun?
That's like...
Yeah, that's some Batman villain stuff right there, Superman villain. He's a comic book villain, and I don't know why some people don't realize that.
Well, I saw, so you have the book there, and it's and I've got my Klaus book sitting right here, and you know, it's amazing that they can put this stuff out in the open, and I think that's, I've always said that's part of the gaslighting technique, you know, is to put it in the open, put it in your face, hidden in plain sight, you know, and show everybody that this is what they're actually doing. And what that does is it kind of has this effect of putting people into a catatonic state. Like they don't know what to do, and they just accept it, and they become apathetic. Oh, well, I guess there's nothing we can do about it because, like, he's a really rich dude, and, like, he runs a bunch of business things, so I guess he has to tell us what to do, right? So it's just this default to authority, like, oh, I guess, you know, we just follow whatever they say. But, you know, the whole skating community was about not defaulting to authority, right?
Exactly. There's actually a skateboarding trick called a no comply, and I think we need to start doing that one more. Yeah, skateboarding was totally anti-establishment. Like, no referees, nobody's telling you what to say and do, how to dress, how to, everything like that. And now every brand, well, first of all, the top brands in skateboarding now aren't even skateboarding brands. They're companies like Nike who bought their way into skateboarding because they offered, the pro skaters more money. And the pro skaters, they, you know, weren't happy with having a second job. They wanted to be like on this rock star status, like Tony Hawk, or something, like the very few that sold themselves out to these corporate brands. They took the Nike check, and now they're trapped, and they need to be told what to do and say, and they can't have an opinion. And, you know, it just went totally woke. In the name of progressivism, they, you know, they got females on these skate teams. But unfortunately, they're not really females. They're just guys in dresses. So that's what they've done with that. And I think it's just very goofy, and it's just totally just, it's made the whole thing just a huge joke. And, you know, it's sad to see that the women too, you know, supporting stuff like this. It's like, seems like it's very disrespectful to themselves.
Yeah, that's a great point. I don't think people understand that, you know, as I was reading this Satanist guy's last will and testament essay that he wrote before he passed away in 2010, he actually says pretty honestly what all of this is about. And he says that it's all an attack on everyone. No one's excused from this. It's an attack on women. It's an attack on men. And, you know, he even gleefully talks about how, yes, the Western world's water supply has been poisoned, exactly echoing what You get in people like John P. Holder and Paul Ehrlich writing in EcoScience saying we need to drug the tap water. It echoes exactly what Bertrand Russell said. Bertrand Russell said that you won't be reading Shakespeare, you won't be reading the Bible. And then just this week we had universities in Canada burning books, literally out of Fahrenheit 451, the famous dystopian novel, literally saying you can't read these texts. They're banned now. So they've reinstituted banning, which everybody, I thought we believed in free speech or something like that, right? But no, now books are banned, books are burned. You can't talk about this. You can't, they are intentionally dumbing people down. There's this interview with this essay that the Satanist wrote before he died in 2010. He says, we will reduce the Western population by about, 60 or 70% by 2030. And we will have the Western world being almost illiterate by 2021. So here we are in 2021, 10 years after he wrote his essay. And I would say that, the Western world is, almost functionally speaking, illiterate. Like, people can't read, they can't do logic, they can't think, they can't figure out what's going on when there's like 50 plus, 100 plus books written explaining what's going on from the people doing it.
Yeah, you were talking about gaslighting, and that's, their go-to. And it seems like basically the way they do, they do their rollouts for these ideas and these policies is they hint at it. People start talking about it, and then those people are conspiracy theorists and they're crazy.
Yeah.
And then once it comes true, then they flip to, oh, this is actually a good idea for us. We should do this. And they convince you that it's a great idea. That's what they did with the Great Reset. 15 months ago, that was a conspiracy theory, the Great Reset. Now there's a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset by Klaus Schwab. So, that's what they do. And if I could jump back to real quick, you mentioned the water being contaminated. It's funny you mentioned that because I just recently did a video for my Patreon. I was explaining how I believe that TRT is a trap to get you dependent on synthetic hormones from the pharmacy. And I covered the one of the ways that's lowering men's testosterone is that the water is poisoned. And, of course, everybody knows about Alex and his viral comment about the frogs. And that's true. There's a chemical in the water called atrazine. Right. It was given to frogs, and 30 to 40% of them were unable to reproduce. Some of them, given high doses, actually the male frogs then developed female reproductive systems and started getting pregnant. So, they have 80% of the tap water in the United States contains 30 times more atrazine than was given to those frogs. So if people want to wonder why their test is low and why that's such a problem with America today, that's a huge reason right there.
Exactly. And keep in mind, this is not a new idea. It's actually mentioned by many of the global elite back before even Ehrlich. It's mentioned by Kessler. It's mentioned by Bertrand Russell. They all talk about poisoning the food and the water to socially engineer, dumb down, mutate the population. Jonas Salk, all of these guys who are part of that global elite club have talked about this for ages. Well, we're coming to the end of the interview. I want to thank you so much for coming on. Anything you want to tell us, leave us with, remind everybody where they can follow you. And thank you so much for coming on Wrecking Ball.
Thank you for having me, Jay. I really appreciate it. And I just want to, plug my Patreon. It's patreon.com/WEC. And for anybody that's not a skateboarding fan, no worry, because I have plenty of other kinds of content on there. I have comedy videos, sketches, long format that are not skateboarding related. They're just, they're...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.